Okay, here it is, my beginner's guide to the Criterion Collection for those uninitiated who want to find out whether or not they're cut out for this distinctive Criterion Collection lifestyle. So I'm going to go ahead and start by just saying these are representative examples of what I think are pretty core films to the Criterion Collection. So they do kind of check certain boxes or fill certain categories. They're not necessarily what I consider the best films in the Criterion Collection, but they give the best overview and kind of a welcoming approach. So some of the films I've chosen are selected because they're maybe a little bit more accessible or just kind of good gateways to get into maybe a particular genre or style of cinema. So my first choice, of course, has to be something by Ingmar Bergman because he's just so foundational to the Criterion Collection, has been pretty much since the beginning. So The Seventh Seal is my pick here, but there are some alternatives that I could see other people maybe preferring, like Wild Strawberries or, of course, Persona. That's probably the more popular pick for younger people in particular. It's probably the most resonant and modern of all of Bergman's films. Of course, then if you're going to go with Bergman, you've got to go with Fellini, right? A great Italian filmmaker. So, of course, I go with Eight and a Half as kind of his signature masterpiece. You could go with something like La Strada, which is a little bit more of a conventional style of story, and a little bit earlier in his career. And of course, La Dolce Vita, which was really his huge breakthrough in the North America in particular, and even really throughout the West and Italy. He was seen as a good filmmaker before that, but La Dolce Vita kind of took him to a next level. But staying within Italian cinema, these are more alternatives here. La Ventura by Michelangelo Antonioni was very important. And of course, you've got to give a nod to Italian neorealism. So Bicycle Thieves would be on that kind of runner-up list. And you got Bergman, you got Fellini. Of course, you got to go to Kurosawa. And I'm going to go ahead and go with Yojimbo. But since you're going to pick it up, why not just get the set, Yojimbo and Sanjuro? These are really entertaining films. They're kind of Kurosawa at his mature peak. And yeah, just anybody who can enjoy a good Western, a good kind of action with some humor and some profundity to it, Yojimbo and Sanjuro, its sequel follow-up, are my choices. Of course, Seven Samurai is a stone cold absolute classic, but it's pretty long, and these are all in black and white, but I'm going to sort of say that one for the second tier. Start with Yojimbo and Sanjuro, and if you want to do a non-samurai Kurosawa, High and Low is a great pick. Or of course, for the Star Wars fan, there's Hidden Fortress, which has the R2-D2 and C-3PO characters and the princess in human form. Okay, so we've gotten through Bergman, Fellini, Kurosawa. Of course, you got to get the Nouvelle Vague in there and you got to get French cinema. So that leaves us with François Truffaut's 400 Blows, another kind of core Criterion selection here. Runner-up alternatives, Godard's Breathless. This isn't Nouvelle Vague, but it is French. Jean Renoir's Rules of the Game. And The Umbrellas of Cherbourg, a personal favorite of mine. And a really beautiful romantic musical film. Okay, so now we've gotten France out of the way and Italy. Let's go ahead and talk about British cinema. I'm going to go ahead and select The Red Shoes by Powell and Pressburger, The Archers. Pretty heavy on the dance, the color, the performance, and just really an all-around a magnificent film available in 4K, as some of these other titles are as well. Matter of Life and Death is probably my second recommendation from Powell and Pressburger if you've already seen The Red Shoes or want to look at something a little bit different. And then David Lean's Brief Encounter, a really gorgeous, heartbreaking, kind of thwarted romance because of the circumstances of their lives. A great example of British cinema at its finest. All right, so let's go talk about German film. I'm going to go with Fritz Lang's M. Because it is kind of the origins of the police procedural, the kind of twisted anti-heroic villain. Peter Lorre is a child killer, a pedophile, and a pretty dark character, but really brilliantly executed. And of course, German cinema kind of had a catastrophic decline once the Nazis took power in 1933, and so there's a big gap. And so Ali, Fury to the Soul, is kind of a good alternative at the sort of revival of German cinema through Rainer Werner Fassbinder, and a few years later, Wim Wenders' Wings of Desire, another excellent German film. So now we got to get into sort of classic Hollywood. Like, what's a great representation of the classic Hollywood era? And there are so many to choose from, but I had to narrow it down. So I went with Alfred Hitchcock's Notorious. It's got, Cary Grant, it's got Ingrid Bergman. It is a Hitchcock film. It's a great suspense, kind of proto-noirish type of thing. As an alternative, you've got Citizen Kane, of course, the staple, the classic, and a really incredible edition that Criterion put together, not last year, but the year before, 2021. And then Bringing Up Baby as an alternative represents kind of screwball comedy, another Cary Grant movie, and just a pretty entertaining piece of work if you're looking for something a little bit on the lighter side. Okay, we're 6 minutes into it. I guess I'm gonna have to do a part two. This is long enough, right?